Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Victory for teachers over gender policies. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, this is a great, great decision, and I'm so encouraged by these teachers that become courageous and stand against these school districts that try to push these ridiculous false policies on them about these false pronouns and all this nonsense that we have to keep talking about. But these two teachers in Oregon won a $650,000 settlement because they said, no, we're not doing that, and we're not doing it, and we are creating a grassroots movement to speak against this.
It's former assistant principal Rachel Sager and health and science teacher Katie Medhart. They were fired in 2021 by the Grants Pass School District after creating the grassroots movement iResolve. The organization seeks reasonable alternatives to gender education policies, such as the school's so-called gender identity, transgender name, and pronoun guidance. That's a quote.
You know, I can see if a school would fire a teacher that wasn't teaching the basics, math, English, you know, if they were doing something like that. But they're firing them for not complying with this gender nonsense.
Yeah, so the policy states that educators must allow students access to restrooms, locker rooms, and other facilities, quote, associated with the student's preferred gender identity, close quote, while also allowing students to use preferred pronouns in class, even if parents did not give their consent. However, the teachers used their iResolve movement to produce a video offering alternative proposals to the district's gender policies that was uploaded to YouTube. The video generated both media attention as well as formal complaints from other district staff, prompting the district to fire Sager and Medhart for violating district policies governing political speech and causing a disruption to the educational environment.
You know, a lot of these kids go to school and they don't know what a pronoun is, you know. Now it's being pushed down their throat, the wrong pronouns, and they're firing teachers. But they need to learn proper pronouns. That's why you go to school.
Well, you know, the crazy thing is that if they're in kindergarten, first grade, they're learning basic grammar, ABCs, and grammar and writing, and they're learning pronouns that, you know, he, she, it, how those are used. And then all of a sudden they're told, you know what, those three pronouns, he, she, it, singular, that's not really all the pronouns. It's not just a few pronouns. By the way, we have a list here, and here's 100+ pronouns. And you can use any one of those because you can identify as any one of those pronouns. So you can be a they. Well, wait a minute. In kindergarten, first grade, we just learned that they is plural, but I'm singular. How can I be a plural?
It's ridiculous.
I don't know how to talk about this in a way that sounds rational because it's not rational.
It's not.
It's like, how can you be a plural pronoun? How can you be something that doesn't exist? How can you be a Z, which is, I'm neither male nor female? How can you be nothing? And that's what they're saying. You can have your preferred pronouns. So, okay, all right. So let's give the kids their preferred pronoun. 100 different pronouns? Because if you're going to give them preferred pronouns, all these crazy things that have come up by the LGBTQ agenda, literally it's exceeding 100. You can't even pronounce some of these things. That they're just made them up. They're like fairy tale situations. And now you're going to say to a kid, you can identify as any one of those 100. Now, to a teacher, how does a teacher deal with that? It's not like Sally wants to be considered Sam. It's like Sally might want to be considered 99 different possibilities. And so how do you teach a class with 20 kids and each one of them has different pronouns. And
it's absurd.
The pronouns that they have this week, Holly, they may not have the same pronouns next week. I mean, it's just total chaos.
But these children will be graduating. They don't know the basics. They don't know how to read, to write. They don't know math. They don't know that, but they'll know what pronouns they are.
It's total chaos. And that's really what, you know, that's when you look at this and you say that there's no objective reality or rationality to this. This obviously comes from a spiritual situation. It reminds
Absolutely.
You of a situation where Jesus confronts the man possessed with multiple demons. And he says, what's your name? And the demon says that the name is Legion, for we are many. If you go back and look at that conversation that the demons have with Jesus from there on, and Jesus cast out the demons, plural, the demons are referred to in the plural pronoun they. You know, because there's many of them. It's not just one demon, it's multiple demons possessing that man. It makes me think, you know, when somebody wants to be referred to by the pronoun they, that's demonic.
Boy, that's enlightening. But, you know, bottom line is, it's a denial of God and his creation. He said, I knew you. You are perfectly and wonderfully formed. Even before the womb, I knew you.
Yeah, he formed you in the womb, knit you together. Like Jeremiah, in Jeremiah chapter 1, Jeremiah says, God knew me in the womb, and he called me from my mother's womb. When I was in my mother's womb, he placed a call on my life to be a prophet to the people. What this essentially says is God made a mistake. He put you in the wrong body. And so instead of being created in the image of God, male or female, you can create yourself in your own image. And what is that? That's an absolute rebellion against God, who created us in his image.
Right. He said, I created you male and female to reflect my glory, to reflect who I am. I mean, he is spirit. We are human, but it's not a fluid thing. You are born. You are born, Matt Staver, as a male, as he created you. And that's not something you can change.
No, you can't change that. So for teachers to have to participate in this lie, which it really is a lie, I can't imagine what teachers are going through today, that they're being forced to participate in a lie. And this says, even if the parents do not give consent, so they don't want Sally to be called Sam, they don't want Sally, a female, to be called a boy or whatever, the parents don't consent, that means that the teachers have to disobey the parents.
They have to hide it.
And hide it. So what do they do when they have an event with the, I mean, look how awkward this is. The kids come to school. And now they have this fairy tale moment where this one kid comes up with, you know, whatever identity he or she wants. And then now they have a parent-teacher night, or they have an assembly. They have an event maybe in the auditorium, and the kids are performing, whatever they do. But now the parents are there with the kids. And they want to meet the teacher. So how awkward is that? That now you have to realize, oh, I can't use this kid's pronoun because this parent doesn't know about it. So now you got to go back and revert to something that's actual reality. And you both know, you as the teacher and the kid that's standing beside you, know that you're lying to this kid's parents.
And that just continues throughout their entire lifetime, this confusion, this deceit. It doesn't stop there.
It's unbelievable. It's so damaging to kids. So the Oregon school district here, they fired the assistant principal and the science and health teacher. A science and health teacher, right? So she's teaching science and health. And part of health and science is what? That you're male and female? I mean,
Biology. Can't change that, you know.
You know, your DNA is either XX or XY. You're male or female. And they're teaching kids about biology. And so the school says, well, you have to use the pronouns and you have to allow them to identify with whatever they want to be. And they've got this policy that I just quoted to you. It's a long name for a policy. It's one of their educational policies. So this is the policy of the Grants Pass School District: gender identity, transgender, name, and pronoun guidance. Well, obviously you're going to need a book for pronoun guidance. You're going to need an index to figure out what it is. So these teachers were fired, and they filed suit claiming that their First and 14th Amendments were violated, along with the Oregon Constitution and Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, by treating them differently for opposing the concept of shifting gender identity from employees who support that concept. So,
and good for them. You know,
they also ended up winning.
They also included the school district has to make a public statement acknowledging that they wrongfully terminate them and that the district provides positive letters of recommendation and removes any negative references from their files.
And changes their policy to conform with biological reality.
Amen.
And then they get $650,000 to boot.
Right.
For standing for what's right. This sends a huge message, and it should send a message across the country to every school district. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.